Hallelujah, amen in the name of Jesus. Today's reading, welcome to part 28 of Better and New and Living Way. And in this part, we are talking about life is better outside the camp. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9 to 14. Some people teach all kinds of strange new things. Do not let them lead you away from God's true message. It is good that God is very kind to us. That is what makes us strong inside ourselves. Rules about foods we should eat do not make us strong like that. Those rules have never helped the people who try to obey them. Jesus Christ is the sacrifice that serves us. Jewish priests do not have the authority to receive anything from his sacrifice. In the old agreement, the leader of the priest brings the blood from the animal sacrifices into the most holy place. He does that so that God will forgive the sins of the people, but they take the bodies of those animals away from there. They burn them outside the town. In the same way, Jesus also died outside the city. He died as a sacrifice on our behalf. His blood has made his people clean from their sins. Jesus died like that in a place where people insulted him. So we must go out to the place too, to that place too. We must be ready for people to insult us as they insulted him. Here on earth, we who are believers do not have a city that will always be our home, but we are waiting for God's city that will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9, the old agreement and the tabernacle. The first agreement included rules about how people should worship God. It also spoke about a special place for people to worship God on this earth. Israel's people made a special tent for God. The first room in that tent was called the holy place. The special lampstand was in this room. This special table with the bread which they offered to God was there too. In this way, God's Holy Spirit was showing that the most holy place was not yet open to everyone, while the tent with its first room was still there. Those were the rules for people to worship God. This is like a picture that means something for us today. It teaches us about the gifts and sacrifices that people offer to God to worship him. When someone gave those things to God, it could not make him clean again in his mind. Jesus, please say, skillet. They told the old rules and taught people about different kinds of food and drink. They taught about how people should wash in a special way. Those rules were about people's bodies, but they had authority only until the time when God would make things new and better. Hallelujah. Amen. God's new agreement, but when now Christ has come as our special priest, he brings us the good things that are now here. He has gone into God's new place in heaven. That is the greater and much better tent than the old tabernacle. No person made this tent. It does not belong to this world at all. Christ went into the most holy place on our behalf. He did this once for all time. He did not take with him the blood of goats and young calves. No, when he went in there, instead he took the blood of his own dead to offer to God. In that way, they check very quick and they talk with each other. Via that feeling, he made us free from sin, sin forever. The old rules said that the priest must use the blood of goats and bulls to make people clean. They find some, they took a fellow, or he could burn a young cow and mix the ashes with water. We would then splash the blood or the ashes over the people who were unclean. Then those people became clean again in their bodies, and they could worship God. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ sacrificed on the cross, but the true thing in heaven need better sacrifices to make them clean than the sacrifices of animals. Christ did not go into a holy place that people had made on earth. A place like that is only a picture of the true place in heaven. No, Christ went into heaven itself, where God is. Now he is there with God, and he speaks to God on our behalf. The leader of the priest here on earth goes into the most holy place every year. Each time he takes with him the blood of an animal and he offers it to God. But when Christ went into heaven to offer himself to God, he did not do that again and again. To do that, he would need to die again and again many times since the world began. No, Christ has appeared once, just once. He has appeared now. When time is near its end, he came and he died as a sacrifice. In that way, he has removed the power of Jesus, the power of sin. Every person must die. Once after death, God will judge each person. Christ also died only once as a sacrifice. In this way, he took God's punishment for the sin of many people. Christ will return to earth a second time, but that will not be a sacrifice for sin. That time he will come to save those people who are waiting patiently for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we have learned a lot of wonderful things we have learned about Old Covenant, New Covenant, and also Jesus' sacrifice over the cross, the philosophy and the truth about that thing. Go in peace and happiness in the most heavenly name of God, the Son, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. We pray, hallelujah, amen. See you in the next part, which is the last part. Hallelujah, amen.